We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Can I make a call out?
You can make a call out.
All right, I've been waiting 31 months to get on this damn mic and to call these people out right now. It's my time to shine. So Miley Cyrus, will you be my Valentine's?
Miley, you heard the call out.
Let's go.
It's your turn to respond. Julian, congratulations on
a truly remarkable
performance. I enjoyed it very, very much, and I can't wait to see you inside the octagon again.
Thank you. I'm heading out. I got to shave my head because I lost a bet to Alex. Later, y'all. I am the entertainment you pay to see, but ABC gave it to you for free. So now I have a call out to give out to everyone from Kansas City. See, this is the thing. You guys know I'm the baddest man from Kansas City, the baddest middleweight in Missouri. And this is one thing, it's my time right now. So Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, I challenge you guys to a badminton or pickleball competition. Straight up, if you guys want to see who the pound-for-pound champ is in Kansas City, you coming after me. This magnificent beard tops all of what you guys have to bring.
All right, we've been waiting to talk to this guy. Boy, oh boy. Everyone knows who Julian Marquez is now. After that tremendous victory over Sam Alvey, back-to-back victories since coming back to the Octagon under the tutelage of James Krause, and now ready to take on Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, I don't know, Miley Cyrus might be involved. I don't know. It's all on the table with Julian Marquez, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Julian, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Not as good as you. I mean, you look terrific with a tremendous stoppage victory, and then again you open ears and open eyes with your mic skills after the fight. And so let's start there. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, it looks like they've all accepted your challenge. And so is it pickleball? Is it badminton? What's going to go down? I guess you should be the one that picks.
So we're actually in the works. We're trying to figure out what exactly we're going to do. Because the thing is that I put the challenge up to them. They can pick whichever one they want.
Oh.
The thing is that knowing that, you know, Patrick Mahomes has to go through surgery, went through surgery, so moving is going to be tough. So pickleball would be difficult, but badminton is a lot easier. All right, I grew up, I played badminton in high school. You know, I tried out for the Olympics in badminton. Didn't ever make it, but I got skills. I got skills to pay the bills.
So take us back. Like, where did you go to high school? Tell us about your background a little bit before we get more into this. For people in Kansas City that don't know about the Cuban Missile Crisis, tell us about, you know, where you're from, growing up, and how you ended up in mixed martial arts.
I actually grew up in Kansas City, Missouri. I grew up my entire life there, but I went to Kearney High School, and I also went to Oak Park High School for a little bit of time. Ended up graduating for Kearney High School, went to college at Missouri Valley, then left there and went to Maple Woods, got my associate's degree, and I wrestled throughout, you know, elementary, high school, and college, and it was just after I went to Missouri Valley, there was nothing left for wrestlers, so we ended up getting into a place called Grindhouse, K2L Grindhouse. It was a gym out in East Summit that had its top wrestlers and fighters out of there. And that's where I met James Krause and Brian Davidson and a couple others at the time that kind of coached me in my beginning half of my career in 2010.
So now, hey, I'm a Northlander, and so I live right off Berry Road, so I got it, man, and you're representing Kansas City now. And I had a son that went to Maple Woods and got his associate's degree there. So right on, first of all, representing the Northland. But so then take me to where you leave Kansas City and you're embarking upon your career, but then you get hurt and you're out of the cage for a few years, but then you come back and James Krause is training you and you're a part of Glory MMA, and You look better than you ever had before. Tell me about that journey, which led you back to Kansas City and back to being trained by James Krause.
Well, I actually left because, you know, I felt like I was the biggest fish in the smallest pond. You know, in Kansas City, if you grew up in Kansas City, you know everybody. And I was at the most popular spots of, like, Power and Light, working there at Hotel Nightclub. I worked out in Westport. I've been in the bar industry for a long time. I'm very friendly with everyone, and everyone knew me. So there wasn't anything I couldn't get a hold of or I couldn't do. And it was really, like, it was making me my worst enemy. So I left Kansas City to go to Las Vegas. And I started training out there, and everything was going great. But on July 6th of 2018, I threw a punch that altered my career. I snapped the latissimus dorsi tendon off my my arm, which is your lat tendon, basically. And I snapped it off. It came clean off, so my arm wasn't able to be, like, I wasn't able to use my arm in the fight, but I still went all three rounds with one arm. Went to go get to the doctors. The doctor said I need to have surgery as soon as possible. I need to attach it. I had to find a specialist in Chicago, Dr. Verma, to perform this surgery. You know, luckily my dad was able to find it, but to perform a surgery, you need a specialist to do this kind of thing. And he performs this type of surgery five times a year, roughly. And they're mainly on MLB pitchers. Whenever they throw a fastball or overextend their arm, they'll do a slight tear in the tendon. And he said he's never seen anything as severe as mine where it's completely severed. So during the process, it took two surgeries, a lot of PRP stem cells to regenerate my arm. And after 19 months, I was able to lift my arm up above the refrigerator and grab the cereal box off the top shelf. And then in that process, right after they did that, I ended up getting cleared, and then the pandemic happened. And I was all over the place, all over the world. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to find something, some sort of guidance of, like, what do I need to do? Like, I needed help. I needed to figure out how to get back on this path. I was 255 pounds. I was depressed. I was sad. All I cared to do was come back and fight, and I was willing to do whatever it takes. But June of 2020, my little nephew was due to arrive, and in May I ended up coming back home because I knew that I wanted to be there for my birth. And I contacted James Krause and asked if I could go and train with him, and he just sent me sure, like. It almost like he didn't really care if I was there or not. And I went there, and I had a buddy of mine in that process, in that time when I was training with James, kind of like wake me up and made me realize, like, hey, like, what are you doing? Like, you're not, I wasn't going to the practices, things like that. I wasn't taking as serious as I should have to try to get back. And then I just asked James if he'll let me in. And he put me on this really tight schedule. He put me on this really strict schedule, almost to, like, you're 100% going to fail. And I didn't. And he ended up welcoming me into his house. He moved me into his house for 3 months. He got me down from 240 pounds at the time when I saw him. I was 240. He got me down from 240 all the way down to 186 pounds in 3 months. He fed me. He helped me. And he's turned me into this animal that you see today.
Well, that's a really powerful story, and it's cool to hear because we've been such good friends with James on this show for so long, and following his career not only as a fighter himself, but it's like he's got an army of guys like yourself and women that he's been training, and I like you said that he turned you into it, but obviously it takes both of you, right? Like he can give you all those. He can give you that schedule, but you got to go do it. And I'm curious, like, for you, how rewarding is it to think about where you were? I think the way you described it was you were your own worst enemy, to where you are now. Does it almost make it more satisfying to achieve what you have now, considering what you've been through and maybe what you realized it took to get to where you are now?
Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy. You know, I sat back the other day and I was just looking at old photos of where I used to be. And look at all the things that I had to go through and I went through, and just kind of seeing where I am now, it's like no one really understands that side. No one understands like the dark side that I went through and the roller coaster of emotions I was on. No one will understand that. They see me get my hand raised. They see me, you know, winning, and all this excitement that's happening through social media. And that's kind of like, it's cool to see that everyone sees that, but like, I'm very proud of, you know, what happened to me and how I overcame all that. Because that story, I mean, it's almost like a movie, you know. There's no one that's ever came back after 31 months and had a performance like I did and then stole an entire show of UFC 258 like I did. And the same thing I did this past weekend, I stole an entire show again. And it's just, no one's ever done that. It's just, it's my personality is taking over and all that, the hard work and all the studying that I did and hopes that I had and visions that I had is all coming to fruition right now.
All right, you can't pick yourself. You said it's like a movie. Who would play you in the movie?
Who would play? Oh, Keanu Reeves all day.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Because awesome. We talk about John Wick probably too much on this show, but yes.
Hell yeah.
The range of, who would play James?
Who would play James? Oh, man, that's a tough one. It has to be someone very, very, like, intelligent. It could be, you know.
DiCaprio.
You could put DiCaprio or Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey would be good.
He's just a cool dude, you know. I could see DiCaprio. I could see, what's his name, Tony Stark. Robert Downey Jr. Ooh. I could see him.
Ooh, I like that. This sounds like a blockbuster to me. I'd like to go see this movie. We need to make this happen.
Oh, and then Miley Cyrus could play herself.
Right, and she's in there. So here's the deal. So look, you go out there and you put on, like you said, you steal the show, and you're getting the bonus checks. And so that's the biggest part of it, because people want to see you fight again because you're winning in the way you win. But then, and me and James talk about this all the time, man, you gotta promote yourself. You gotta be the kind of guy that the personality, you're selling yourself. Then you get the mic. And then everybody wants to see you win because they want to hear what you're gonna say next. And this it's been brilliant. So take me back to the last fight at UFC 258 when you ask Miley Cyrus to be your Valentine after the fight, and also clear it up because people are acting like, oh, you missed your shot with Miley Cyrus. You didn't miss your shot. You're friends with her. You DM'd with her. You're talking to her. So take us through that, the decision to offer to be the Valentine for Miley Cyrus and how that blew up.
Well, that was fun. So I literally, I was walking to the side, and I always boost up Kansas City when I'm on the mic. And I was walking there, I'm like, man, it's Valentine's Day. Like, I don't have a Valentine's Day. And I'm like, well, I've been walking out to Miley Cyrus for a long time. I'm like, you know, she just had an amazing performance on the Super Bowl weekend. I was like, you know what? Let's go. So, I asked her to be my Valentine. I was like, I'm on ESPN. The world is watching. And I'm not afraid to get turned down. And I'm not afraid to shoot my shot. So, I shot it. And, you know, Miley responded with, like, shaved MC in your chest, which I thought she was joking, and I think she was joking, basically kind of like a little push-pull. And so she was like, oh, shave this. So I was like, oh, put my name across your stomach, like Tupac, which if you guys know, Tupac's one of her favorite rappers.
Right.
So it's just like just a little back and forth. And I think that actually did 1,000 times better than everybody thinks, because if I would have probably shaven that into my chest, she would probably thought I'm like everyone else and you couldn't have a conversation or I'd be some like creepy fan. And when I said that, like, she ended up DMing me. We started talking and chatting back and forth, laughing. And then I invited her to one of my fights and she's definitely down. But again, she just signed a new deal with a company and she's working on some music. So she's kind of busy. But hopefully something happened in the future with that one.
But even before then, like you said, you used to walk out to her music. Why? What led you to use Miley Cyrus as your walkout music?
I love Miley Cyrus. I've loved Miley Cyrus since I was a kid. I've gone to a lot of her concerts. I even had executive producer Sweet here in Kansas City during a concert. I don't know, man. It's just like when you listen to her music, you can feel the vibe. You can feel the lyrics. You just, you're always in a good mood. Like, you can't put a Miley song on and not smile and not have fun. Like, I'm just, it just, it's just not in it. Like, and it doesn't matter. All my friends that, like, in the hardcore scene, or, you know, all my friends that listen to rap or anything, you put Miley on, they switch their attitude. And it's just like, it's like a better attitude.
And you feel good then. It's feel good music is what it is.
A buddy of mine and I would talk about it. He referred to it as, Party in the USA is the greatest guilty pleasure song ever. And his term was like, you know, because you're sitting at the stoplight, it comes on, and you're singing it at the top of your lungs, but then somebody pulls up next to you, and you try to pretend like you're not into it.
Oh, I don't pretend.
I think if you're Julian Marquez especially, you don't have to pretend anything. You know, like, what are you going to... You want to say something to me for liking Miley Cyrus? I think it's kind of liberating the way that you lean into it, and I'm with you on
it.
And
when you fight, it really is a party in the USA, if you look at it that way. I mean, I think it is, right?
Yeah, it's my party, you know, that's it. And if I pulled up next to a stop sign and someone pulled up to me and they're blaring Party in the USA, I would sing it with them.
Right.
I would roll down the window and sing it with them.
That's
because,
right.
Like, yeah, I would make their day too. They would love it.
You gotta
embrace it. You gotta embrace the music that you find amazing, and I'm not going to run away from something I love.
No, you run to it. And
that's
so
right.
Now the decision. Now this blew up over the weekend. Your challenge of Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek Hill. So what? And obviously it was a great decision because we're talking about it and everyone's talking about it. So when did you decide you were going to do that?
Man, I decided I was going to do that kind of like a couple days before. You know, I was just kind of looking over. There's a bunch of football talk in the media now, and I was just kind of watching. I was like, man, I love Kansas City, and I've always loved Kansas City. I'm born and raised here. And there's last year, whenever, you know, we went to the Super Bowl and the year prior, like, those are some of the biggest, like, monumental times in my life as a sports fan, because I got to see, you know, a team that my mom, like, was a diehard fan of that wasn't able to see to this day to get a Super Bowl. And, you know, it's just something like, my brothers and I, like, it was just, it brought us together, and it was because of those guys. They, like, they kind of helped me out in a way. And I was just like, man, like, when you know, the saying, when I make it, we all make it, well, you know, I made it, so I'm bringing them with me. And the thing is that, like, I can't play football against them. Like, they would destroy me 100%. I definitely can't run a 100-meter dash against Hill, because I think he could run it twice before I even start. And then, you know, and so I was like, all right. And then obviously I can't fight them because I need them to get me. I need to get me a Super Bowl. I'll be their bodyguard.
Right,
right.
The thing is like, dude, I'm pretty freaking good at pickleball, and I am amazing at badminton. And I know these guys, they have to come correct. They have to understand that I am the baddest pickleballer or pickler in Missouri, and these guys are going to have to, you know, put their skills to the test. Let's see if they're true athletes, you know. Let's see if they're all around. If they can play pickleball, play football, let's see it.
But it sounds like pickleball, maybe they got a shot at badminton. There's no you're world-class at badminton. There would be no chance for them.
There's no chance. There's no chance at badminton.
Right.
I need a teammate. I need to figure out a teammate on that one, but there's no chance. Like, badminton is that's my sport.
Do you have a teammate for pickleball?
I do not have a teammate for pickleball. We'll go 2-on-1. They need all the help they can get.
I'm not trying to worm my way into this thing or anything, but I did make it to the semifinals of the Volley Llama pickleball tournament 2 summers ago. I'm just saying.
He's not trying to worm his way into this, but let him worm his way into this if he could.
let him
do that.
I know all the words to Party in the USA, and I made it to the semifinals of a pickleball tournament. I'm just putting it out there, Julian, if you need somebody.
I think James would be good out there.
I think James would be good out there. I'm going to take him this week to go play pickleball to kind of give him some guidance, because in case I need to pull him in, I got to have to coach him a little bit on it, you know?
Right. And James is a tremendous, he's very stoic, and he has that stare, there's no emotion, and
very
he can intimidate, I think, for you. And so, again, we're talking to the Cuban Missile Crisis, Julian Marquez representing Kansas City. So back-to-back fights with James coaching you, and you representing Glory, representing Kansas City. When's the next fight? Have you thought about when you'd like to get back into the octagon?
Man, we are one. I definitely hurt my hand in my last bout. You know, Sam Alvey is he's a tough guy, and I got to take some time and let my body heal. You know, I just took two fights in a row, less than 2 months apart. And they've been some tough fights. You know, I've taken some hits in there. I just need to let my body heal. I also want to improve my skills a little bit more as I move up in this division, because the thing is whenever the ball's rolling, the ball doesn't stop. And if you try to race it and try to go faster than you should, you know, you can end up getting hurt, and I'm not looking to do that. So, you know, hopefully we'll probably accept a fight here in the next few weeks, say about 5 weeks, we'll get a fight offer, and then it'll probably be in August time, unless a short notice happens and it's pretty on paper and we like the matchup, then we'll go take that. But other than that, you know, right now all I'm going to do is just use my winning money, go to Rally House, buy some more Kansas City gear, give me KC Chiefs jersey, I need a couple more, and get some Royals gear. Because we got the baseball game this week.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what, it's Rally House is a great partner with the radio station. I think we got some. We got a remote coming up there. Maybe we can work something out. We send you out there. You can say hi to some fans and maybe get you hooked up with some gear from Rally House. I don't know. I'm just trying to make something happen.
Yep,
Julian. You know, we can make stuff happen for you.
Let's do this. Let's do that, because I will. You tell me where to go on what day, and we'll have a bunch of fans come over there, and we'll party it out in the USA. And we all get some Chiefs gear.
Yeah, for sure. And also, we want to invite you in studio. James and Megan and Laura and all the great crew from Gloria, they've come in here on a regular basis, and we're really excited for your career. And look, it's awesome. You're calling out Miley Cyrus. You're calling out the Chiefs. But most importantly, you're winning fights, baby. And you looked fantastic over the weekend. And we appreciate you coming. Any final words to your fans here in Kansas City now that everyone's talking about Julian Marquez?
Yo, Kansas City, I love you all. I will always wear you guys on my shoulders and walk into every fight with you. Just support me like I support you. I love you, KC, and thank you so much for always being there for me.
You're the man, and Julian, we hope we can talk to you again real soon, man. Take care of that hand.
Yeah, thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
Julian Marquez, I think if you're looking to talk about successful debuts on the Border Patrol, that's one of the top right there. I mean, you're talking about DMing with Miley Cyrus, challenging Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, getting that challenge accepted, winning fights on ESPN, winning fights on ABC, living with James Krause and losing all that weight and getting back. I mean, there was a lot there.
Yeah. Completely shunning my offer to play with
stiff
him.
Yes, that's
Nate,
the best part.
Let me make this about me real quick before the show's over.
He had no idea. He's like, yeah, James would be a good idea.
He wants to win.
Yeah.
He wants to win. He doesn't want some 45-year-old as a teammate.
My phone was breaking
up there.
I made
it to the semifinals of the Volley Llama,
great.
Have you know.
But what about the interview? Just for a moment, you could focus on Julian Marquez.
No, I thought the way that he sidestepped my aggressive advances was actually really impressive, too. I was a great part of the interview. So I give it a 10.
I'm sorry, Jake. We were focusing on, I didn't want to make it about you, but cryptocurrency is something that you have in common with Julian Marquez.
Yeah, he knows what's going on.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I'm just going to let
you
know.
There's plenty of time.
Go ahead and get him on next week, too.
Yeah, okay.
No, we can go ahead. That kind of content,
yes,
we can start getting on a regular basis. And because what I like about him is he'll talk about the fights. It sounds like he'd like to talk about everything.
Yes.
He's already said he wants to go out to Rally House. Rally House, you listening? This man is choking people out and then challenging Mahomes, asking out Miley Cyrus, and he got the bonus check for performance of the night, and he said he wants to take his bonus check and spend it at Rally House. What else are you going to get that kind of endorsement? Keep looking. You're not going to find it.
What a great interview.
This mannequin's all fired up. Look
good
at
dude.
Her.
Oh, look at
seeing her make a face like that in years.
Wow. Fist pumping.
Right? Did you coach him to say Rally House?
No,
did you
No,
he wants Chiefs.
No,
he wants Royals. He wants it all.
Sounds to me like an autograph party.
Why in the hell wouldn't you invite him to Sporting? You were too concerned about showing us, being a proud peacock, and showing us
get him out there to do the I Believe chant,
strutting and showing your feathers, you know. But you could have said, hey, you like the Chiefs? Hey, you like the Royals? How about a little Sporting? And you could have said, he picked up the 710, Randy. You didn't say that to him either.
He did it, Randy.
He had all these opportunities and said, you're trying to get yourself in this game. But you could have asked him about Sporting.
Hey,
you could have asked him about the 710.
Shot.
Well, you did. He said, shoot your shot, but it did not work out
rejected.
As well. We'll end the show with this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Come on, kid, do it.
He did it! He got the 710, Randy!
Oh,
he did it!